So Rob and I started a new venture a few months ago. We are actually working with one of the best CBD companies in the US. We're in many other countries as well, but we are with CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome. And tonight we're going to play a presentation that Dr. Robin Sika recently presented. And it's going to give you a little bit more information about CBD and the endocannabinoid system. So stay tuned in, listen to her presentation, and we'll be back with you.
Thank you so much for inviting me here this morning to share this wonderful information. Thank you for that kind introduction. I really very much appreciate that. I love sharing this information about hemp oil and about CBD and why this is such a significant advance and in medicine and also in health promotion. And so I'm going to jump right into the presentation here. We're going to talk first about choosing a really good hemp oil. And of course, one of the best on the market, if not the best on the market, is our very own 10X Pure CBD hemp oil. And then I'm going to go into talking about the endocannabinoid system, which hopefully will give you the information that you need to understand why this is so significant, why it's not just some snake oil. It really is, a true innovation in health care. So first of all, I'm going to start with how to choose an effective hemp oil. And that's really important because everybody's hearing about CBD and they're going to be hearing about CBD a lot for the next, forever. But, it's going to keep the information about it's going to keep coming out. There's going to be more and more companies and more advertisements about it. But nobody really knows the what's and wherefores and hows and how to choose a good product. And a lot of people don't want to try it because they don't know how to choose a good product. They don't know who to trust. They don't know what company to trust. Or they've got misconceptions that hopefully I can dispel throughout this presentation. So the first thing I think is very important is to use a full-spectrum hemp oil. Choosing an effective hemp oil is really important to choose a full-spectrum hemp oil, in my opinion. There are uses for cannabidiol isolate by itself, but in my opinion, and all the years I've been practicing herbal medicine, the basic principle in herbal medicine is to use the whole plant. It's much safer, fewer side effects, and you get the entourage effect of all of not only the active components, but also cyanidins and terpenes and vitamins and minerals and other things, other components that are in the hemp oil. So you really want to use the whole herb, not just the CBD, I think, has more benefit to it. You want to definitely buy an organically sourced hemp oil, and that is very essential. Of course, CTFO, all of their hemp oil products are organically sourced. The reason that's so important is that hemp is a bioconcentrator of toxins. So it's actually been used in areas where the soil is contaminated to pull toxins out of the soil. And that's great because it helps to clean up the soil. Hemp grows really quickly, so they can run a number of crops to help pull those toxins out. The problem is that hemp can then only be used for non-consumable products. So if by accident or because some company's trying to save money, they make a hemp oil for human consumption or animal consumption out of that contaminated hemp, that can be a big problem because you can actually be increasing your toxicity level in your body, and you don't want to be doing that. The next thing that's really important is that it's good manufacturing practices certified. So the manufacturer of the product needs to be following the industry standard, and those industry standards are set by pharmaceutical companies, which are under very tight control from the FDA. And the good companies, the good nutritional supplement companies, have adopted those GMP standards. So the fact that a company like CTFO has gone through the trouble, the extra expense to be GMP certified is very, very critical. And secondly, the third-party validation documents. What CTFO does with all of their hemp oil, including 10X Pure, is that they provide purity analysis done by an independent lab. And those are all in your back office on your CTFO website that you can view. And when you look at them, it looks like just a lot of list of chemical compounds, but what's interesting is you can look under the categories and see, for instance, heavy metals, and the levels will be 00000 all the way down. You can look under the amount of pesticides, and it'll be 00000 all the way down. You can look under the mycotoxins or mold toxins, and you can see that there's zero. So that's really important, because we know what we're getting, we know what we're not getting in the CTFO products. And they provide those validation documents, which are really critical. And the last point I'm going to make here on this slide is that hemp oil is oil soluble or fat soluble. It's only about 6% absorbed when it's ingested. So the problem with that is that you're not getting what you're paying for. If you pay for 100 milligrams of hemp, of CBD, of hemp oil, phytocannabinoids, you're only getting 6%. So you're not really getting what you're paying for. You're only getting a small amount. Now those products, they're still going to work for some people, will still feel benefit, but the more we can increase the bioavailability, the more we can increase the absorption rate, the better the product, the more effective the product. And there's many clinical studies on that, but the 10X Pure is significantly higher absorption rate than most of the hemp oils that are available today. It's hydrophilic, as I said. It mixes with water, which makes it supercharged. It makes it better absorption, better potency. The interesting thing about 10X Pure is that the way that they make it hydrophilic is by combining it with several other essential fatty acids and fatty acids, short chain fatty acids that are commonly used. I've used them for years in my practice. And they've used a technology to oxygenate those oils to make them hydrophilic or water loving. So they get a very high absorption rate in the intestinal tract, sublingually under the tongue, but also into the cells, into the mitochondria of the cells, and into the brain. And that's a little different than even, you know, some of the other so-called water-soluble products that are out there. Those short-chain fatty acids and essential fatty acids also have their own benefits: antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and prebiotic products. The base oil for 10X Pure has been studied for 10 years outside the U.S. and has been shown even by itself to have a number of wonderful health benefits. And then when you add the full spectrum hemp oil to it, you're getting a double punch there. You know, we're getting the benefits of both. Lauric acid is one of the components. It's found in coconut oil and also in mother's milk. And it's been shown to be effective in fighting bacterial and viral infections and boost your immune system. I've used that by itself in my practice for years and had good effects with my patients. And that's only one of five of these oils. And then we add the hemp oil, the 80 phytocannabinoids in the hemp oil on top of that. And that to me is one of the reasons why 10X Pure is like nothing else available on the market. And so these are the essential fatty acids: oleic acid, which comes from olive oil, which has health benefits. Capric acid is a prebiotic, which enhances the good bacteria in your gut and decreases the dysbiotic or so-called bad bacteria, bad flora in the gut. So that optimizes health. And we know that the healthier the microbiome in the gut, the healthier the immune system, the healthier the person's absorption, digestion, the lower their allergies and autoimmune diseases, et cetera, et cetera. Caprylic acid is an antifungal. Lauric acid I mentioned already, and linoleic acid is a known essential fatty acid that's a precursor to anti-inflammatory cytokines and leukotrienes in the body. So don't let those big words get to you. It's basically, these are all things that we all need for health that are beneficial for health, and then we've combined them with oxygen. Oxygen in and of itself has a number of health benefits. Cancer, for instance, only survives in an oxygen-deprived environment. So not saying that introducing oxygen is necessarily going to cure a cancer, but it certainly is going to help that tissue to be healthier. By oxygenating it, they actually raise the pH and the specific gravity of the oils. alkaline pH is very important for health. If you're acidic, people that are chronically ill are frequently acidic, and the tissues just become unhealthy as a result of that. The oxygenation process, as I've said, increases the bioavailability of the oil, as well as the hemp oil. So you're going to get more of that hemp oil in than that 6% with the kind of standard hemp oils that are out there. It does cross the blood-brain barrier and cell membranes and carries oxygen into the tissues. And most people will notice improved energy and well-being within a few weeks of being on the product. Now, sometimes it's faster than that, but I always tell people they need to be taking hemp oil for at least 2 to 3 months before they can really evaluate whether it's working for them or not. And the reason is that as I'll explain, how hemp oil works in the body, how these phytocannabinoids work in the body, is to balance out different systems that are out of balance. It may take time to get to all of the aspects that your body needs before you see, you know, the overall benefit on pain or on well-being or on energy that you'd like to see. It may take a while. So, you know, a person should give it at least 2 to 3 months. They may see benefits within half an hour. They may see benefits within a few days, within a week. But you know, I don't like to emphasize that, because then if somebody takes it for a week and they haven't gotten any benefit that they can ascertain, doesn't necessarily mean it's not working at deeper levels to straighten out things that were more important to the body's restoring itself to health. My own story here, I'll give you my own testimonial on 10X Pure. I've been investigating and researching and utilizing various forms of hemp oil in my practice, as well as prescribing medical marijuana, for about 4 years now. And I've tried several different other products, and I'm a pretty healthy individual. I do a lot of good things for myself, so I didn't really notice much of anything. Didn't really seem to make much difference for me. I took a good water-soluble organic hemp oil for about, almost a year. And you know, I did it on faith that it was helping me, that it was balancing out certain things, that it was preventing, you know, more serious illness. But when I switched to the 10X Pure, when it came out in October, within 2 days, the amount of well-being and like energy and just joie de vivre that I felt was just amazing. It was a big switch for me to just wake up in the morning feeling fabulous. And so that's my own personal experience with this. And I think that illustrates the difference that some people might notice because of that increased bioavailability, especially to the brain. So first things first, I'm going to explain about what cannabis sativa is, what all this terminology means, because it's very confusing to people. I'm sure you've all been up against it where somebody says, is that marijuana? What are you selling marijuana? Is that legal? Those questions come up all the time, and they come up even when I recommend it to patients. So hemp and marijuana are actually part of the same plant, the cannabis sativa plant. However, hemp does not have high amounts. In fact, it has almost no THC in it. And I'm going to explain all of that in a minute. Whereas marijuana, of course, has high levels of psychoactive component THC. Hemp has been used for thousands of years, documented thousands of years, for medicinal purposes, as well as rope, fabric, paper, and many other uses. And only until the 1930s was it lumped in with marijuana and put on the Schedule I drug list. And Schedule I drug from the FDA are considered to have zero medical benefit. So it's in the same class as heroin, even though hemp oil virtually has no side effects. Almost everyone tolerates it. There has no psychoactive component in hemp oil. So what it's doing on the Schedule I list never made any sense to me. And even marijuana, I mean, obviously there's been a lot of studies now on THC and marijuana that have shown health benefits. So, you know, the various states have started changing, you know, the availability of marijuana for available for medicinal use or even recreational use now. And you know, that's obviously changing over time. We still have some progress to make in that area. So hemp oil contains over 80 phytocannabinoids. It's not just CBD. CBD is kind of the current buzzword because it's easy to say. It's kind of fun to say CBD, but it's not just CBD. CBD is the chemical compound cannabidiol, but it's the one, THC was the first one discovered and studied. The second one to be studied of the phytocannabinoids was CBD. So that's the most of the studies are on THC and CBD. So when you read the research, you say, oh, well, why don't I just do CBD? I don't need these other phytocannabinoids. But there are, like I say, over 80, and there's the initials for a bunch of them on the slide there. There's 80 been named, and there's more that they're discovering all the time. And as they study them, they realize that a lot of those single components have the same benefits or similar benefits to the phytocannabinoids, CBD and THC, that have been more thoroughly studied. And so, as I said, hemp cultivation was suppressed in the 1930s. It's still highly regulated in the United States, but the Farm Bill was just signed into law at the end of last year and taking hemp off the Schedule I drug list and making it legal for sale in all 50 states. Now, you still have to check with your state because sometimes there's still a little bit of misunderstanding and controversy going on as all this regulation gets straightened out. But technically, it is safe for people to purchase, even in states that are having some issues. They can purchase it and ship it to their own home. If you were a retailer, for instance, a health food store or a vape shop or whatever, and you're selling hemp oil, you might fall under the scrutiny of your state regulatory body. So I would be very cautious if you're doing retailing in those states. However, it is, people can still purchase it. So cannabinoids, how the heck did it get called cannabinoid? First of all, the plant is cannabis. As I said before, cannabis sativa. There's also cannabis indica and a number of others, cannabis americana. And so the compounds, as they started extracting the compounds from cannabis, they call them cannabinoids, hence that connotation that it's cannabis, that it's marijuana. And I think that's one of the misperceptions that people don't understand and that they need to be educated about. So the compounds that come from plants are called phyto or plant cannabinoids. And again, there's over 80 of them been discovered, and there's a few of the names. And what was discovered later was that there are substances created in the body in humans and animals going all the way back to all vertebrates, which is millions of years. And those substances are called endogenous cannabinoids or endocannabinoids, endo meaning inside the body. So the cannabinoid site of action in the body is called the endocannabinoid receptors, and those receptors were only discovered in the late 80s, early 90s. So this research is very young. I certainly didn't learn about it in medical school. It was only just getting discovered. As I mentioned before, the full spectrum hemp oil has that entourage effect of all the different positive components, not only the 80 phytocannabinoids, but dozens of terpenes. It's been documented that those terpenes have positive benefits. The flavonoids, essential fatty acids, vitamins and minerals, all of those things, components are beneficial to health that you lose when you isolate a single component out of there. So that's why it's really important. The endocannabinoid system is truly phenomenal. It's mind-blowing to me every time I think about it because, yeah, I went through medical school. We learned all about all different systems in the body and regulatory systems in the body. And we never knew that there was a system that actually regulates the regulatory systems. And that's what the endocannabinoid system does. But we couldn't study it because it wasn't available. Most of this research has been done outside the US, which I'll get to in a minute. So the endocannabinoid system is one of the body's primary tools for maintaining homeostasis in the body. What's homeostasis? It's the perfect balance that you need. So if in your nervous system, you need the perfect balance of excitatory neurotransmitters and calming neurotransmitters. And if they're out of balance, you're going to either feel depressed or you're going to feel anxious, maybe not be able to sleep, etc. If it's in your immune system, if your immune system is too weak, you can't fight infections, you can't fight cancer. If it's too strong, you make too much, you're too inflammatory, you develop allergies and autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or celiac disease or other diseases. In the endocrine system, it's very critical. It's one of my specialties. I love the endocrine system. I love helping people to balance that out because it's so profound in its effect. But the you need to balance the thyroid, the adrenals, and the sex hormones in proper balance for a person to have that kind of solid base to their system. And if any one of those are out of balance, then that's, you know, can cause a lot of, you know, symptoms and ill health. The endocannabinoid system actually helps to regulate the endocrine system over time. And of course, the sensitivity of pain receptors has been well studied with phytocannabinoids, because the endocannabinoid receptor actually, it's like the dial that controls how sensitive those pain receptors are. And if it's dialed up and your pain sensitivity is very high, then you're going to feel more pain than if that's ratcheted down and your receptors are less sensitive to the pain neurotransmitters. So that's really important. And it's one of the reasons why hemp oil and phytocannabinoids have been noted to be one of the few effective treatments. And this is going back, you know, to the early part of the 1900s. It was the number one treatment used for neuropathic pain, because neuropathic pain is the hardest one to treat, and it doesn't respond to opiates, and it doesn't respond really to much of anything else. So that's where we can make a huge difference for all these people that are suffering with pain, and help them to reduce the amount of the other pain medications that don't really work anyway and can be addictive. So here's the endocannabinoid system in a nutshell. I know it looks like a lot on the slide, but let me walk through it real carefully. You have your receptors that I was talking about, which is your CB1 and your CB2 receptors. Now, these receptors are found literally all over the body, in every cell, in every tissue, pretty much. The bone, the muscles, the heart, you know, every one of the endocrine organs, and in the immune system and in the brain. The CB1 receptors are primarily found in the brain, so that is really important in terms of balancing neurotransmitters as well as endocrine function. The CB2 receptors are predominantly in the immune system and found elsewhere, you know, throughout the body. So that regulates the effects of the immune system and inflammation on the body. And then you've got three of the phytocannabinoids, which are not actually, those are the plant on this slide, the plant based cannabinoids, THC, which is psychoactive, so that has a hallucinatory effect or a stimulatory effect on the brain. Cannabidiol, which is very calming and inhibits the effect of THC, actually. And cannabinol, which is CBN. But on the right side of the slide there, as I'm looking at it, hopefully it's the same way you're looking at it, are the endocannabinoids, okay? The endocannabinoids are 2-AG, that's a long chemical name I won't bore you with, and anandamide. Now, 2-AG affects predominantly the CB2 receptors, which affects the immune system and inflammation. Anandamide, on the other hand, is a very interesting molecule that I'm going to go into more in a minute, that affects predominantly the CB1 receptors and therefore affects mood and well-being and things like that. Now, there are two enzymes, the MAGLOT enzyme and the FA enzyme, fatty acid amide hydrolase, that break down these endocannabinoids within the body. And it's, you know, there's some research or some things that show that because of the amount of stress we're under, both in terms of emotional, mental stress in our busy lives, but also in terms of the amount of toxins, et cetera, in the body, that those enzymes get upregulated and destroy the endocannabinoids that we have. So then, you know, what you end up with is a deficiency of endocannabinoids, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. So again, here's a nice slide, pretty slide, showing the CB1 is mostly in the brain and CB2 mostly within the immune system, but again, throughout the whole body. There are over 23,000 studies and counting of health benefits of the various phytocannabinoid. But when we do research, we very seldom study a whole herb, because that can't be patented. We can't make a drug out of it. So the money for research tends to go to one component, whether it's THC or CBD or CBNA or CBN, and kind of isolates it, because that's just kind of the way the research process works. So we're not really looking at the full spectrum of hemp oils, but there's still, if you look at all the different phytocannabinoids, there's many, 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 many studies. I'm sorry, I'm going to go back for a sec because I thought I had another slide on anandamide, and I must have taken that out of the slide deck. Anandamide is been called the bliss hormone, or the bliss molecule, because it is very, it's elevated when you meditate, when you do yoga, when you pray. It's elevated with any kind of extreme athletics, that runner's high that they talk about. That's production of anandamide in the body, and you get that sense of just extreme well-being and being plugged into the, you know, plugged into source, plugged into God, whatever word you want to use. That's that connection. The molecule in the body is actually anandamide. And so it's really super important. You think, look at the degree of depression and anxiety in our society today. It's just insane. So anandamide becomes a really important molecule. The other thing about anandamide is it's produced, it's in chocolate. No wonder we all love chocolate, right? But it's also in mother's milk. And so it's part of the mechanism. One part of the mechanism that it helps with bonding the infant to the mother when the infant is nursing. So it's really an important molecule. And a lot of people either don't get enough of it, or they're breaking it down too quickly. So the wonderful thing about that I love about CTFO is not only do we have the 10X Pure, but we also have a wide variety of products that are, you know, suit a number of different needs. Some people don't like the taste, or they're not going to take an oil. They want it by vape. Vape actually increases the bioavailability as well, so that's a good thing. There is a CBD isolate for people that are afraid of drug testing with the small amount of THC that's in a full spectrum. The hair regrowth products are promising to be just amazing for people. Some of the samples I've seen over the last, it's only, it was launched, you know, 4 months ago, and people have been on it now for 2-3 months, and they're seeing a tremendous amount of hair growth, and all the other different products. I have to say the pet products, it's amazing for dogs and cats. I have an older dog that's just, for a while she was really lame. We couldn't figure it out, and she's on CBD and she is doing great. And what's interesting, she's 8 years old now. She really stopped playing when she was around 5, like not really interested in playing with other dogs. And just kind of wah-wah. and now she's actually playing with other dogs. She actually romps around and plays and gets in the action, and it's just so wonderful to see. So I just want to thank you for your attention this morning. This is life-changing information. Obviously, it's been kept from us for so long, and that's caused a lot of, unfortunately, ill health in our population, and our, I'm sure, has contributed to the skyrocketing healthcare costs in our country. And we have the ability to reach out to people and teach them this information. Remember that phytocannabinoids don't cure anything. The endocannabinoid system just simply restores homeostasis and balance in the body, thereby restoring health. We don't need to make health claims. We don't need to say, oh, it cures this or cures that, nor do we want to. That wouldn't be in compliance. We really need to educate people that this is something you want to take to help restore health to your body, as opposed to suppressing disease, which is what pharmaceuticals do. It's a totally different way of thinking about it, totally different way of thinking about health. And of course, that's the way I've been thinking about health in my practice for, you know, 34 years now, is how do we restore health? How do we help people to heal, as opposed to, you know, reducing symptoms or suppressing symptoms? And so that's what's, you know, one of the things that's very, very critical to change the way you're thinking about it, instead of, oh, is it good for this symptom? Is it good for that disease? And you'll get those questions. And a lot of times the answer will be, yeah, there's research that shows that. And people can look up the research. It's out there in the, you know, on various medical PubMed and the other search engines. A lot of it's in the scientific literature, so you got to dig a little deeper, but it's out there. But really what I want to leave you with is the power of the endocannabinoid system, the power that we have with these products to modulate those receptors wherever they are in the body to restore the health of those cells. And in return, those cells then will restore the health to the person. We have such an ability to make a difference in the world here. And I'm just so happy to share this information with you. So go and change the future outcomes for as many people as you can. Thanks again for listening. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. We hope you learned a little bit more about CBD and the endocannabinoid system. You can also visit our website at cbdheal.info. I'll put the link in the bottom comments. If you have any more questions, please feel free to message us and we will get back to you. You are welcome to join CTFO for free and start your own hemp business. It's growing really fast and it's a great company to be with. We're going to end tonight. Just remember that the streets don't love you back.